For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. South Korea and China have agreed to implement their bilateral free trade agreement on December 20th. This comes 6 months after the two nations formally signed the deal, aiming at slashing tariffs on about 90% of goods over the next 2 decades. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reports that the South Korean ambassador to China, Kim Jong-soo, and Chinese Assistant Commerce Minister Wang Shou-win have exchanged a diplomatic document that set the date for inaugurating the accord earlier in the day. South Korea's parliament ratified the FTA with China during its plenary session on November 30th. In the meantime, it's also being reported that the China-Australia FTA will also be carried out starting from December 20th. Back in June, China and Australia signed their bilateral FTA after a decade-long negotiation. Chinese President Xi Jinping will attend the upcoming Second World Internet Conference in eastern China. Xi Jinping is expected to deliver a keynote speech at the opening ceremony in Wujin, Zhejiang Province. The conference is due to start next Wednesday. The two-day meeting will gather 2,000 senior delegates, including the prime ministers from Russia, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, among others. French police have identified the third person who attacked the Bataclan concert hall in Paris last month as Fayoud Mohamed Agad. Authorities say the 23-year-old man who blew himself up in the assault is originally from the eastern French city of Strasbourg. He left for Syria in 2013 as a part of a group of radicalized youth. As part of the November 13th attacks, the concert at the Bataclan saw the biggest loss of life in the Paris attacks, with some 90 people killed after the terrorist opened fire in the venue. Earlier, two other attackers at the Bataclan were identified as 29-year-old Ismail Omar Mustafai and 28-year-old Sami Amimour. Syrian rebels started evacuating their last stronghold in the city of Homs on Wednesday. This was followed by a ceasefire deal reached recently between the government and rebels supervised by the United Nations. Under the new deal, some 2,000 armed rebels are pulling out of a district in Homs, meaning the entire city will return to government control. Homs is seen as a major battleground area on Syria's main north-south highway. China Railway Construction Corporation has said that it has secured a 9 billion yuan or $1.5 billion contract together with a Pakistani company to build a highway in Pakistan. The company said it would team up with a construction firm to build an over 1,000-kilometer section of a highway between Karachi and Lahore in southeastern Pakistan. The deal corresponds with agreements signed earlier between China and Pakistan under a framework called the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor. A free trade zone in the Gwadar port of southwestern Pakistan will also be set up jointly by China and the country. The latest official figures show that China's consumer price index, a main gauge of inflation, grew 1.5% year-on-year in November, up from a rise of 1.3% in October. The reading was slightly higher than the 1.4% increase recorded through the first 11 months. The rise was mainly attributed to rising food prices, particularly the pork price. In the meantime, the producer price index, which measures wholesale inflation, dropped 5.9% year-on-year last month. The PPI, a measure of cost for goods at the factory gate, has fallen for the 45th straight month. The United States has requested consultations with China at the World Trade Organization over its differentiated tax policy on foreign aircraft versus planes produced in China. According to U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman, China has imposed a 17% value-added tax on imported aircraft generally weighing under 25 metric tons, while exempting such aircraft made in China from the same tax. Froman also claims that the Chinese government has failed to publish its tax exemptions for domestically produced aircraft. Consultations are the first step in the WTO dispute settlement process. If the U.S. and China are not able to reach a solution through consultation, the U.S. side may request that the WTO establish a dispute settlement panel to examine the matter. No comment from the Chinese side has been made as of yet. U.S. fast food giant KFC has announced plans to open its first chain store in Tibet Autonomous Region next month. This comes as KFC has signed a contract with a shopping mall in downtown Lhasa. The new KFC branch is designed to cover 540 square meters, including 2 stories. In the meantime, KFC also plans to set up a frozen storage area in the suburbs of Lhasa for further expansion in the region. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.